I think many of our readers would want to know how you managed to convince your wife to join you in this new hobby.
So we made two rules. The rules were, if either person doesn't feel like doing it, you don't have to do it. And the other one was no yelling. We started building boats in, I guess it was around 2000, and we started off with kayaks. And we adhere to these rules extremely well. And we have now built 4 kayaks, a shell, a runabout, and a sailboat. It ended up being sort of a wonderful experience for the two of us. It's like doing a puzzle to some extent. You have to think about it, you have to plan what you're going to do, and then we had to work together as a team to get this thing done.
Do you think there's any similarities between building boats and practicing hematology?
It's like hematology to an extent in that, you know, it's a complicated process. You do have to have teamwork. There are a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of precision that's involved. You have to think carefully about what you're doing. It requires careful planning. And then you, hopefully, when you're successful in building a boat, it's like you're successful in treating a patient. You've got a finished product that you can be proud of.